AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Halloween in the Bronx turned into a horror show Saturday night when a car careened into trick-or-treaters, killing two adults and a child.
It appears, based on the information we have from the police, that a driver of a Dodge Charger had careened into this group of pedestrians while they were on a sidewalk and then smashed through a fence in front of a home in the Bronx. The car is left teetering on a brick wall in front of that house.
AP correspondent Michael Balsamo reports four other people were injured, but no charges have been filed yet against the driver. A man killed three people on a street in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Saturday before being killed by police in a gun battle. Matthew Abshire saw a man shoot a woman with a rifle before he ran into the street and followed the man and called police. Abshire tells KMGH-TV he's still trying to process seeing the woman being shot.
I'm just trying to put it all together. I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I mean, I guess I'm still in shock is what the big thing is, in my opinion. I'm sure tonight, you know, when I go to sleep, or I'll still see the lady's image in my eyes.
A search team has detected wreckage deep beneath the waters in the Bahamas.
The National Transportation Safety Board has announced that a Navy team using sophisticated scanning sonar has found the wreckage of a vessel, and they believe it's that missing cargo ship El Faro.
AP correspondent Bill Cormier reports the 790-foot ship with 33 people on board disappeared October 1st during Hurricane Joaquin. The Kansas City Royals could win the World Series Sunday night if they beat the New York Mets again. Saturday night, the Royals beat the Mets 5-3 to win Game 4 and take a 3-1 lead. If you haven't done it yet, you might want to turn your alarm clock back an hour before going to bed, or you will cheat yourself out of an extra hour's sleep. This is AP Radio News. Honda is recalling some 2016 CRVs to replace Takata airbags.
The airbags could rupture in a crash and send metal fragments flying. The recall affects just 515 CRV SUVs, and Honda says only 30 were sold before dealers were told to stop sales. But it is the latest safety problem with airbags made by Japanese supplier Takata Corporation. Honda has said the defect covered by the new recall appears to be different from previous defects, but it could still result in metal fragments hitting the driver or passengers. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The death toll after 2 days of turbulent weather in Texas stands at 6 after two more bodies were found in the Houston area on Saturday. Storms spawned 3 tornadoes and more dangerous flooding. In the Houston area, some locations have received nearly a foot of rain since Friday. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.